Wednesday night, men's shir in Shar HaBitachon. We're in the Psicha. The Psicha is going through the benefits of Bitachon. We explained last night, he's not yet telling us how to develop it. He's just talking about the benefits of it, so you should want to do the work necessary when we start learning the Shar to develop it. Bitachon's definition is that you're totally calm. In the list of benefits, he's up to the serenity and anxiety-free and stress-free attitude that you have in life. And then he goes through 10 things in which you will, when and if you develop bitachon, you will not have these things to worry about. So he goes to an extreme case where you'd think the person would be unworried, the person who could manufacture money in his basement, counterfeiter. In his days was a person that could manufacture gold, an alchemist. So he says, number one, the alchemist is worried if there's a dock strike in Haifa. He has to worry about that. He has to worry about if the students are blocking the highways. He needs raw materials. He's not self-reliant. He has to rely on the materials getting to him to produce the money. He certainly is anxious. Not the person with bitachon in Hashem. Number two is he has to worry about side effects. I said we should try to extrapolate our own lives. The person has a secure job. He's rich. Everything. He has to worry about the side effects of being rich. Ask the people when they take the study of people that won the lottery. You find out what it means. Side effects of being rich. Number three. The alchemist is afraid. He walks around looking over his shoulders that someone else is going to find out his secret, right? Someone asks you, tell me, let's say your coworker asks you, how do you do such a good job? Why does the boss like you so much? So you're afraid to tell him, because then he's going to learn what you do right, and then he's going to do it, and then maybe you're going to get fired. That's what you're afraid of. So that's what the alchemist is worried about, someone else finding out his secret. We're worried about sharing our talents with people because we're afraid that they're going to turn around and usurp our position. But the Baal Bitachon and Hashem doesn't have that. He's not going to get fired unless Hashem wants him to get fired. So he's calm. Number four is that the alchemist still lives an uncertain, uneven, inconsistent life. Maybe he's making too much, maybe he's making too little, maybe I should keep more of my assets in liquid, maybe I should tie them up in CDs and earn a higher percentage, maybe I should invest it in real estate, maybe I should invest it in the stock market, maybe, you don't know. So you keep going back and forth, you're always nervous. Mashenk in the Batech Hashem, a person that's truly Batech Hashem. So we'll start now from Daf Kuf Chav Hei, six lines from the bottom. V'abotech Bashem, Mish'ano Chazok Bashem, Sheyichal Kaleyu, Hashem will support him, Kifi Sheyirtze, Kol Zman Sheyirtze, U'mimotam Sheyirtze. There's nothing like, oh, maybe I won't have liquid assets, maybe this or this. You'll have whatever you need, you'll have. There's nothing going to stand in Hashem's way of providing it for you. Kamosha Machalkala Se'uber Berechem, Vafroach B'toch HaBeitza. How did he get in there? There's no hole. How did he get in there? Asher Ein Bo Mavar Elo Mibachutz V'Oth Bo Avir V'Adom B'Mayim V'Anamola V'Tolas Alav Chul Shosom V'Yibotzer HaMosim And Aryeh. And the Aryeh could be, doesn't have enough food. V'Mikzus HaZmanam Alav Kocho. The richest people, Kfir and Rosh HaVarayvu, the richest, smartest, most cunning, intelligent, resourceful people, they can't find a job. Number five is the alchemist is afraid of the Mas Hachnasa. Boy, they're going to find out. He didn't report all his earnings. He gets into a higher tax bracket. He has to give it all away. People are afraid of him, meaning they're in awe of him. They see a guy, he's smiling, he's confident, he's happy, he's serene. You know, most people expect other people to be as miserable as they are. And you see a guy, they say, what's your secret? He's not miserable. And you don't trust him. You don't even like him. I want him to be as miserable as I am. But he's a Baal Bitachon. So he's not miserable. He's happy. Yiru Malachim and Echbadi B'nai Yodam. Vav Balei Chaim Abilti Hogim. He melds with nature. At Shekilu Hadomi Mavakesh Ritzono. He's at peace with the universe. He's reached nirvana. K'maymer Achosu Yeshem Seser Elyon B'tzol Shakayus Lonon. At Sof HaMizbar. Vomar B'Shei Soros Yatzilecha. U'B'Sheva Le'iga B'chor. Ro B'ro Pot Chamimoves. At Sof HaPerek. Number six. The Balakimia could get sick. He could be very, very rich, but he could still be sick. Vazlo Yehenna B'Meshi Yeshlo. Lo Yosanik B'Meshi Yisiga Yado. The Batech al Hashem is secure and serene about sickness too. It's not just a question of food. Hashem's in charge of food. Hashem's in charge of his health. Hashem's in charge of his emotional health. Hashem's in charge of if he has friends or not. Hashem's in charge if he enjoys life. Everything's covered. Zulosi al derech hameiruk ol kedei l'shalim lo. Now he's alluding to what he said in the beginning of the psicha, that the more bitachon you have, the more success you'll have. And we explained why in the beginning of the perek. So he says, you know, unless something unusual happens, your taka won't get sick and you'll be okay if you're truly boteach Hashem, except if Hashem has a special reason. It's the exception, it's not the rule. You say, that guy was such a big tzaddik and still he was sick? Yeah, it happens, and it's an exception, and there's cheshbonos for it. But it doesn't stare your bitachon. Ka'omro v'yalfu na'om v'yigo u'vachorim kashoni kashelu v'koyei Hashem. That's in Yeshaya. It's koyei Hashem yachlifu choach. V'omar kizrol sheshom tishabarna v'somech sadikim Hashem. Vashvi, number seven. You can't eat gold. The alchemist can make gold from today till tomorrow and starve to death. You read the Gemara in Gittin about Bayesheni, about Miriam whatever her name was. She had all the money in the world. Then she went crazy. She went outside, started throwing around, take your money, what good does it do me? She couldn't buy a piece of pumpernickel bread. If there's a rav, all his money can't do him good. So he's still going to be nervous about that. He's covered. So everybody's skeptical. But you can only be skeptical after you develop bitachon. Then you come back to me and say, I developed full bitachon and I have a miserable life. I'm hungry, I'm sick, I'm starving. Then, but till you have bitachon, you can't come and say that. Because he's saying it's a result of having bitachon. Bitachon doesn't mean that when you can't find a parking spot. This is what the Chavis Lubavitch talks about in the 10th parak. Because a lot of people think they have bitachon, but they only have bitachon if they can't find a parking spot. So they have no eitzah. So they go, oh Hashem, I'm relying on you to get me a parking spot. Because they have no eitzah. Then they see a parking spot. They go, it's okay Hashem, I got one. I don't need you anymore. So they wake up when they have a problem. That's not called bitachon. Bitachon is something you walk around with 24/7, even if you don't have a problem. The time to develop bitachon, real true bitachon, is when you don't have a problem. To realize that everything is happening, Hashem is pulling all the strings, and everything's happening, and you can rely on Him. Why can you rely on Him? That we're going to learn in the second parak. The second parak will list, second and third parak, will tell you what to think about, what to realize, what to contemplate, what to believe, what to internalize, in order to have bitachon. Number eight. So number one is he needs materials. Number two is side effects. Number three is he's afraid people are going to find out his secret and kill him. Number four is inconsistency. Too much, too little. Number five is he's afraid Mas Hakhnasa is going to get him. Number six is he still could be sick and all his gold won't help him. Number seven is he could still starve to death and all his money won't help him. We're up to number eight, Vashmini, page Kuf Chavod, the next to the last paragraph. Vashmini, Shabal Hakimi, the alchemist, Lo Yenuach B'mokom, Bipachto Penyigalu Sodo. Another result is that he has to keep moving. Every 2 years he has to move. You know, like by the Arabs. They're afraid of getting assassinated, so they have to sleep in a different house every night. They have to go. A person that's afraid of being assassinated, that's what they do. They keep moving. They never sleep in the same place 2 nights in a row. So the Baal HaKimiyah is afraid, if you think, remember. So here he's not afraid they'll kill. The result of his being afraid is that he'll move from place to place. But Boteach al Hashem, he finds the place where he wants to live, and he sits there. This everybody's going to have trouble with. Because the Chavis HaRobos is saying that you find a place to live, and you say it's good for you here, and Hashem will either send you Parnosa, it's not going to help you to move to a different place. That's what he's saying. I, Mishana Mokka, Mishana Mazel, we'll deal with it when we get up to there later. But now he's saying the Baal Bitochon could stay in a place and put down roots, and he's calm. This is where I'm going to live. Hashem's going to do everything for me here. No difference to Hashem where I live. I live there, I live there. What's the difference? He can give me Parnosa here. He can take away Parnosa from me there. He doesn't have to run around. And it's a big shalvas nefesh. People that move every 2 years, you could see it. You could see it. People who live somewhere and they put down roots and they're settled and they know this is my makom, this is my neighborhood, this is my shul, this is my school, this is my makom. It's more calm. They have more stable lives. There are people that are always moving. They kind of like the kids have to find schools and make friends. Ka'omro b'tach b'Hashem ba'asei tov shechon eretz. Live there. Live in the land. Relax. Urei amona. Unpack your suitcases. Ba'omar tzadikim yirshu aretz v'yishkenu lo adolera. The Chavis HaRobos says, and he repeats it later on in Shaar HaBitachon as well. He holds it's a tremendous mila not to move around. Now, you could say maybe in his time, over 1,000 years ago, about, so you could say it was taka like to move was, and now, you know, I come here every Friday, man, we have it down pat. No problem at all. We don't even blink. It's like nothing. It's when we stay in Yerushalayim for Shabbos that we don't know what to do. Everybody's yelling at everybody else because we don't know what to do. Close the lights. Did you open the bathroom light? Take the wood. Do this, do that. Everybody's yelling. We come here, we're calm. We have it down pat. Bachi, number nine. But he holds it's a big mila to live in a place a long time and to stay there and be there and people know you and you know them. It's good. It's good for the soul. Bachi, number nine. Guess what? All his gold is not going to help him in Olam Haba. Chavis HaRobos stayed firm to the end. His abilities to create gold is not going to take him to Olam Haba. Below Yasig Mimenu Olam Hazeh. So what does he have from it already? He has his parnosa from it. Kiyam Bezono. Babitochum in Hanius. At best, he is assured of never being poor. Vaskikos of Meyodo. Okay, it's not much as we saw. He can still get sick. He can still starve to death. The king could still kill him. He still will have enemies. He'll become a workaholic. He'll get an ulcer. He can still have a homoin tzaris. Here he's talking about Olam Haba specifically. It's going to get him Olam Haba. He has bitachon about Olam Haba also. Chavis HaRobos will talk about it later on in the Shaar. It's Hashem, we'll learn it. That bitachon extends to the idea that I'm relying on Hashem, that I will get old, that there will be gemul. That, you know, if I live a good life and I do my best, Hashem will repay me in kind. That's also a bitachon. You can rely on Hashem that He will do so. You don't have to be nervous. People walk around their whole life, they're nervous. Now, you'll say, but there's an inyan to be a yirei chet. So when we learn it, we'll explain the difference between a yirei chet and someone that's a nervous wreck. The briskas are nervous wrecks. Nobody says Shema like they do if you're not a nervous wreck. Except if you're mamish, like a real Yirei Shemayim, the Brisker Rav, then you could believe he was a Yirei Shemayim, not a nervous wreck. For Asiri, Shabbat Hakimi, or the Alchemist, number 10, like we said, this is a shtickle the same as number 3, so he's afraid people will find out. Here he says, in the sparse minyona b'masun yasibas kilyona v'aldono. He says an interesting thing. And number 3, he just says he's afraid if people find out his secret, they'll kill him and they'll steal his machine and they'll steal his secret code. He's not safe from people who are jealous of him. Here, he says that he's doing something weird. He's not living a normal life. So he's afraid that people will find out that he's like a funny guy. He's a funny guy. He doesn't seem to work, and he goes down to his basement and there's fumes there. In other words, what's the extrapolation? Someone that doesn't have bitachon, he'll do crazy things for parnasa. He'll do crazy things to get ahead. He'll think he has to make a name for himself, and it's hard for him to be a normal person. You're not about bitachon, so like you're worried, and you think you have to stand out. You have to do this. You have to do that. Maybe you have to do this. You know, just be a face in the crowd. Why will the guy hire you? Why will you get a shidduch? Why will your children do a shidduch? You're just one of a million people. Like, so you can do. He says the Baal Bitachon is calm. You know, so he says this. He says the alchemist has to be afraid because he's doing not normal things. The Terech of Stiris Hanogas Olam. So he has to do not crazy things. Ba'manayla Sakol Yashlet Olav Misha Yahargehu Imlo Yatzliach Lahaster Sodo. But the Bateach al Hashem, he's more than happy for people to find out he's a Baal Bitachon. Im Yisparsim Bitchono Yigdol Bene Abrios. He is he's a man of the people. He's not, people think that Bitachon is good for Tzadikim. But regular people, come on man, you gotta be practical. Which brings us to a big Yisoid. If someone says to you, you gotta be practical, run away from him as fast as you can. Don't be friends with someone that says to you, you gotta be practical. A Jew does not have to be practical. Not in the sense that he means it, at least. People will be mechabed him. I told you, they'll see a calm, serene person, happy, optimistic. He'll have a seder panim yafos. He'll be unhurried. He won't be afraid. He's always missing the boss. He's missing. They'll want to be around him. They'll want to bask in his serenity. V'yasibus hatzlochas iro. He'll be able to be mashpia, that his whole surroundings will calm down and follow his example. The sila kapagomi alanche makomo, like he'll so bond with Hashem that it will have an effect on his whole surroundings. Ka'omro b'tzadik yisod olam, kaparishas lo b'tzoar. That's a fascinating phrase he throws in. It's very funny. Lot never lived in Tzoar. He just visited there for around 1.5 minutes, and then he right away ran away. I guess he means the idea of Lot, that he would be in Tzoar, and Tzoar would be saved. So you always think Tzoar would be saved because Lot's there. But the Chovetz Chovetz obviously is learning that, yeah, since Lot's there, like the whole city will be saved, and the whole city will takta move to a higher level because they'll emulate Lot, or they'll follow him or something. It's hard to know what he means.